I just wanted to hear, sort of in your own words, what your story was regarding your experience before and after the Sleep Guard headband came about.
Okay, well, pretty much I've come to hate dentists. I had the last dentist I had, I've had several ones who have made me mouth guards, none of them which worked. This last dentist I had was a very expensive Beverly Hills dentist, so I thought, okay, she's going to, you know, it's going to work for me. And the one that she made me actually caused me to clench more at night, to grind my teeth more at night, and my teeth actually moved. And I didn't get a good night's sleep for like 8 months. I was religious about wearing it because I didn't want my teeth to break down.
Mm.
And I didn't get a good night's sleep for like 8 months. And finally, I just like, I've had it. And I started out with getting him. This isn't going to cure it. And I don't want to wear this for the rest of my life. And I'm just like, I can't sleep at night with it. So I took it out. I had the first good night's sleep in months once I took it out. And then I started with some hypnotism. And then I came across that and I bought that. And I did it combined with the hypnotism. And I pretty much stopped. Like,
wow.
I haven't really been wearing it at all in the last couple of months, and I just, you know, check in periodically to put it on, and it comes up to zero. Like, I'm not grinding anymore, and I pretty much solved the problem that I've had for 25 years or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Without having to buy another one of those stupid $1,000 mouth guards that you wear out all the time and don't actually fix the problem. So, for me, it was like a lifesaver, you know? So, and I just get sleep really a lot better at night now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's amazing. So you actually cracked the habit. You didn't just correct it temporarily.
No. I just was like, I was really serious about it. Like, you know, I did, you know, cause I'm like, I'm a real like holistic kind of person where I'm like, I did the mantra where I'm like, I'm going to relax, you know, every night I'd say, I'm going to relax my jaw, you know, I relax my jaw. And then I put that on and, you know, the first time I did it, I was shocked because I couldn't believe, like, I think it registered like 25 times in the night. I couldn't believe how high it was. Like, I had no idea, like, that I was even doing that.
Mm.
And then it would then, you know, like, something I could go down for a little bit for 1 week and then go back up and I'd feel like upset. But I'd be like, I'm just going to stick with it. And then, I don't know, like, I just kept with it. I think I wore it for like 3 months or something like that, 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I was getting like zero, you know, one or two, zero, you know, whatever.
Mm.
And then, so I stopped wearing it for a while and then I put it back on and I was getting zero readings.
Wow.
So years of, you know, like what makes me frustrated is that my dentist and every dentist I've actually been to except one has pretty much told me, you know, this is something you're going to have to live with the rest of your life, which I never take that kind of information from doctors because I don't believe that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're going to have to wear, a mouth guard the rest of your life. And, you know, you're going to have to pay $1,000 every 3 years when you wear it down. And I just didn't want to accept that. And I found this and it worked. And I've recommended it to everybody I know that has problems with it. But no dentists have ever recommended it, don't even know about it. Or maybe they know about it and don't want to tell you about it because they make a lot of money off the mouth guards. I have no idea, but I found out about it on my own.
Right. Yeah, well, bravo for you.
But you'd think a dentist would say to you, do you want to try this first before you get into mouth guards?
You'd think, yeah.
But they don't, you know. So,
did you ever tell any of your dentists or your current dentist?
Yeah, I did. I don't have the same dentist anymore, but I did tell her and she just acted like it was, She didn't even acknowledge it.
Right.
You know, I think they make a lot of money off the mouth guards, to tell you the truth. And she told me, this was another thing, and she's a very well-respected Beverly Hills dentist, but she told me that I would never be able to stop grinding because my teeth didn't fit together correctly, and that, you know, I had to get braces and that would help, but I would never be able to because of the way that my jaw was made. And he told me that was a bunch of crap.
All right. Wow.
You know?
Wow, that is amazing. Alrighty then. I mean, you know, what can you say to that? It's just kind of sad that people don't have more options.
You have to want to go out there and look, and I just believed, and I came across, I don't know, I just believed that I could fix it, and then I came across the website, and I'm like, I'm trying this, you know?
Yeah.
And then, he was so great about, you know, listening to the payment plan, and all that I was like, okay, you know, like I didn't feel like I was going to get scammed because I was trying something that was completely new and nobody had talked about. And he was just like, you know, pay me, you know, he put me on a payment plan, $100 a month. I had a problem with it, like, twice. Mm-hmm. Both times he fixed it for free, mm-hmm. you know. So I was like, wow, this is a really good company that stands by the product. And I really think that, I'm really hoping that he can get in, you know, get known so that other people, it's just shocking to me that dentists don't tell you that. Like, it's just, that there's other ways to go about it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep, you're right. I mean, there are so many, it's hard to break into an old way of thinking, I think, you know, that's one thing.
Yeah.
And,
totally.
You know, and I think you're right. There is a lot of money to be made in mouth guards and,
yeah, but they don't work. They wouldn't work for me at all.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Lee has been trying for years to get into dentists and sort of banging his head up against the wall for the most part, you know. And I'm a humongous California chiropractic alternative medicine devotee, you know. But Clarissa, I have to kind of be a little like disappointed here in my people. You know, it's like I've called maybe 200 chiropractors, and the top five that work on like 200 TMJ clients a year, you know, really big time into TMJ, I have been so disappointed. Three of them have said, well, I work on 200 people a year. If you want to send me this and I'll try it, you know, but I'm not going to buy one of these things. You know, it's like, what? Are you kidding me? So I have a lot more compassion for what Lee's gone through with a dentist, you know, because there's something about new and different, I think, that people may resist. Because I want to find a group of people that's open-minded enough to be willing to spend a few dollars on something that has incredible results, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, I want to be conscious of your time here. So let me just do the quick checklist here, and I think much of it you've already answered. I'm just going to go down the list of symptoms. TMJ pain, jaw pain, tooth pain, mm-hmm. headaches?
No.
Not for you. Neck pain, poor sleep?
Yes.
Loose teeth? Cracked teeth?
Cracked teeth.
Ringing in the ear, the tinnitus?
No.
Okay, receding gums?
No.
Root canal or worn teeth?
Yes.
Okay. And you said 25 years anyway, right? Long time?
Yeah, but nobody even told me that that's what was causing my teeth to break down. And then, I've had such a nightmare, but I mean, it really changed my life. And it makes me sad that other people don't know about it.
Yes.
Because I wish somebody had told me about it 10 years ago before I've gone through.
I totally hear you. I have a similar experience myself.
Do you?
Yeah. It's been great, too. I mean, my jaw isn't even sore as I'm talking to you. It's like, yay, you know.
It's like, I know. It's like,
let's see. This is the checklist of what had you tried. I have mouth guards, not drugs, right?
Well, I mean, I've taken plenty of ibuprofen over the years trying to, you know.
Not like, I think muscle relaxants or?
No, I didn't never do anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No Botox.
No. I thought that would work.
Chiropractic
I have tried, yeah.
No, I've never met a chiropractor that really said it. I mean, everyone says they can adjust my jaw, but nobody's ever really aced it.
Yeah.
You know? Dental procedures, yes. And no NTI, that thing that you put on your front teeth.
No.
Okay. Let me see. How much did you spend on what you tried? God only knows, right?
Well, if you count all the hell I've gone through from the root canal,
mm-hmm.
it's at least $20,000.
Right.
At least. I know. It makes me heart sick. And the mouth guards?
Mm-hmm.
Probably like $1,500, and then they wanted me to go to an upgraded one of like $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wear those out every 3 years, and I was like, I can't get into paying that kind of money for this stuff that doesn't even cure it.
Right, that actually hurt your jaw, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, all right, that's clear. And a series of dentists you saw, right?
Oh, yeah, I finally found a great dentist, but I've been through like 6 or 7 dentists since I've been out here.
Okay, that's a lot. Oh, boy.
I know. I've had such horror stories with my dentist that I've been to. It's finally amazing. Found a good one.
It's amazing that you saw kind of a high-profile one in Beverly Hills, because that's where I started with. I thought, well, if I'm going to call dentists, I'm going to call the ones in the most affluent area, you know. And they were not even interested, like you said, like not even the time of day.
Well, they have real egos. They have, like the one that I went to, she had such an ego. I mean, she was nice, but she had such an ego.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she wanted to, they had told me that they should pull this tooth. I had two root canals in, and she's like, no, I can save it.
Uh-huh.
A year later, I had to pull it after I paid her like $6,000 plus some money for the mouth guard, you know.
Oh.
She wasn't open to, I mean, I hadn't even mentioned this to her, and she wasn't open to, you know, me even telling her about it, because I thought she would want to tell her other patients, but she wasn't even, you know, she wanted to sell me like all these upgraded, like I guess they have different types of rubber for the mouth guards. They have like the one that's more malleable and then the harder one and then the next one. And she wanted me to sell me that.
Yeah.
She's like, that's why you're grinding, because that one's not good enough mouth guard for you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I cured it with this. No response. I was not even interested in hearing about it.
Oh my gosh. They just don't know.
I needed $7,000 braces in order to fix it.
Oh God.
I'm 40 years old.
Uh-huh.
I got braces.
Right.
40.
And that's going to help you now, right? Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
it would have been a lot of money.
No, yeah.
It would have cured it.
Yeah. More money is more chance of cure. That's what they want you to think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing that I was really impressed with him that he might want to put in there is that he answered all my emails,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he took the time to like explain to me, and I'm like, well, you know, this happened and this happened, you know, she says that I won't be able, you know, that I can't do it. And he's like, no, that this is, you know, he's like very like explained everything, and
mm-hmm.
you know, just a good company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's really important too, because I think people are afraid to try new things too, because they haven't heard of it and they don't know if it's like a scam company or not.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
So,
that's good to know. Yeah. All right. Good. Well, I'm going to do the best I can to capture what you said in a really good quote, because you have a great story, you know, and it's a really powerful testimonial to the possibility of this being really life-changing for people, you know.
It was life-changing for me, so
yeah.
I just want other people to have that, you know,
absolutely.
Without waiting 10 years and paying $20,000 in dent medical bills.
Exactly.
You know?
You can have it now!
You can have it now and not suffer.
That's right. Gosh, if your suffering can mean anything, it can help other people, right?
So, yeah, exactly. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, Clarissa, well, I'll let you get back to your writing.
Okay.
I wish you all the best of luck with your wonderful
Thanks.
New career. It's awesome.
Thank you. Really great. Thank you.
Yeah.
I wish you guys luck, too. I really hope that you get some traction.
Yeah, me too. I'll be in touch via email, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take good care. Yep.
All right, bye.
Bye.